on ACB Radio's main menu. This is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And very special greetings to you on ACB Radio's main menu. This is Don Coco with my segment for this week, and I'm from Sacramento, California. I've been extremely busy this week, and I don't have very much, I'm afraid, that's prepared. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about security, why you need security, what you should do to have security on your PC. You see, there's a lot of people out there who want to gain entry to your PC so they can steal from you. They want to steal your identity. They want to steal your credit cards. They want to steal your privacy. Perhaps they want to log in and do damage to your hard drive. Perhaps they want to erase your hard drive. I mean, these are all scary thoughts when you come down to it. And can it be done? Yes, it certainly can. What a hacker does is he uses what's called a port scanner. A port scanner is a scanner that's designed to sniff numbers. So it might start at 00.00.00.01. And it just counts all the way up to 99.99.99.99. So, if your address is 63.255.1.180, he'll find it. And then what he does, he checks to see what kind of ports are open along that link. So he'll add colon port 21 or port 01, I should say, all the way up to port 65,553, I believe it is, something like that. That's how many ports there are in the machine. And he'll sniff for that, and as soon as he finds a port that's open, he'll attempt access. He'll try and come in, and maybe he'll get in. And if he does, he'll roam around inside your PC. He'll open your folders. He'll look at them. This looks interesting. Maybe he'll press the delete key. Maybe he'll plant a virus. Maybe he'll put a virus right on your computer. And you'll come in the morning. You'll start playing with your computer, and the next thing it will do is it'll start erasing, and you'll wonder why your whole hard drive is gone wacky. Well, it's because a hacker gained access to your computer. So it's very important, the point that I'm making, it's very important to protect yourself. And yes, you do need to protect yourself. But, Don, I'm on a modem. Is that important? Do I need to protect myself when I'm on a modem? Well, yes, I would say yes, and the experts will say yes, especially if you're going to spend any time on that modem. But, Don, I have a dynamic IP that changes every time I connect to the Internet. Does that mean the hacker won't find me? No, it certainly does not. The hacker still can find you because they scan all the ports. And there are hackers scanning right now. For example, right this second as I record this report, I'm connected to the Internet. A hacker right now could be attempting to gain access to my machine. Will he gain access to it? No, he certainly will not. But he certainly may try. But Don, he won't gain access to your machine. How is that accomplished? Well, it's accomplished very simple. You use what's called a firewall. A firewall is a piece of software that blocks intrusion from ports. In other words, it lets you use the ports like you normally would. For example, FTP servers are on port 21. Internet Explorer web browsers are generally on port 80. Email is generally on port 110, and so forth. So you need to be able to call out, obviously. I mean, if you launch your browser, obviously you do want to be able to go out and surf the net. If you read email, you do want to be able to send and receive email. And a firewall will allow you to do this. You can receive and send email. You can go out with your browser. But what a firewall does, it protects you from unauthorized access. This is all a firewall does. It protects you from unauthorized access. And that's good. That's what you want. Now, there's a couple of very important things that I'd like to suggest for you before we talk about what types of firewalls are available. And there are free firewalls out there that will do the job and get the job done. And, of course, there are elaborate firewalls that you might want to consider if you're on a network and you need really, really exceptionally high security. Although some of the free firewalls, they've built high security into them as well. They've done a real nice job. But one of the things I want to stress, and it's funny, I have to keep stressing this because people forget, it's important that you go to the Windows Update page, and it is very important that you keep up to date with all the patches that Microsoft releases. It is very important because very often Microsoft releases patches to block holes and problems in their operating system, in their browsers, and in the rest of their operating system. And it is very important to keep up with this. So if you haven't been to the Windows Update site in a while, may I please suggest that perhaps when this program is over, you go and you update your browser and update all the essential patches that you need that you'll see. It will show you a list of which ones are available, and it will show you whether you have them on your system. And if you don't, you can certainly check the boxes and tell it download, and it will download them and install them for you. You restart your machine when it's done, and hey, you're right up to speed with all the latest updates. Firewalls are a good way to go, and it's an important way to go, especially if you're on cable or DSL. If you're on a connection that's on, well, basically round the clock, pretty much round the clock, then you do need a firewall. There's no other way around it. Because you're headed for trouble if you don't have a firewall. Because the hacker will find a way into your computer. It might be through one of the obscure ports way up on top of the machine, you know, one of the ports up in the 65,000s or something, or 6500s, but he will know. I was right the first time, 65,000s. He will find a way in. That's the point. So please be advised, and may I suggest a couple of firewalls for you, and I'm not here to promote them, to be honest with you, because I know what works well for me, and what works well for me may not work well for you, but I'll suggest them anyway. www.zonelabs.com. That's www.zonelabs.com puts out a very fine firewall called Zone Alarm. Zone Alarm is a very fine firewall. However, I do understand that this firewall, it works fine with Windowize. I understand that it does not work so fine with JFW, I'm sorry to say. Since the majority of our audience is JFW-based, you guys have to find another alternative, I'm sure. May I suggest, in that case, perhaps that you buy Norton Utilities. And Norton Utilities has a very fine firewall built into it, so I'm told. I know people who use it, they say it works well. And there are other firewalls out there as well. You can, do a search in your browser or in your web ferret or whatever for firewalls, and I'm sure you'll come up with lists of them. You might be able to find some stuff that's free. How well they'll work or how well they'll be as far as speech, if they're real speech-friendly or not speech-friendly, I couldn't say. I use Zone Labs product. Zone Alarm is freeware. And I've used it for quite a while, and people have attempted to break in here, and I get a window right on my screen when they try and break in here. A window comes up on the screen, and it will say that the access has been blocked from such and such an address, such and such an IP. So it's pretty good, and I do suggest that you take advantage of it. Please protect yourself, because this is an important issue, and I think what we're going to find is on the internet this sort of a thing is going to become even more important as people attempt to break in. It's like any community. You would not leave your home without having it unguarded or without locking it up. Don't walk away from your computer without it being protected. That's my advice to you. So pick up a firewall today. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the main menu, this is DJC at ACBRadio.org. Thanks for listening. See you next week.